is no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
It sounds good.
It's really good. And I'm glad that you're here with me today, Kissel. Even though we have to be.
Yeah, contractually.
But also I love to be here. And I love to be with you. And I think that's important because as you may or may not know, I was recently diagnosed with what my doctor called the highest blood pressure they had seen in a year.
Yeah, that's not even that bad, though, because this is Los Angeles. This is the home of the Gandolfini.
Oh, sure.
Isn't that bad, but I understand.
But back in the day, they used to let it go under the rug because it came Gandolfini. He understood what he needed to do.
You're really talented.
I'm very good.
Yeah.
But that's why what I wanted to do is, like, obviously the last couple of weeks have been a little bit more heated. We have these fucking balloons.
Yeah.
I'm already getting heated.
It's been a just lot. I know. It. Just saying the word balloons. Balloons should still be, you should be thinking of birthday parties and fun stuff.
I don't. It just makes me mad. So what I want to do is I want to just, like, I think throughout the next month, so I'm on a trial period of this medication, trying to show them I'm doing the work.
Good.
Right?
Good.
So what I'd like to do is
diabetes medication?
No, it's blood pressure medication. So what blood I'm going to do is, like, I'm going to bring it all down. I'm going to calm, because what you're seeing now is a new Henry Zebrowski. This is a new, relaxed
Henry Zebrowski.
Pan flute vibes Henry Zebrowski. So if we could before I start yelling, can we just calm me down a little bit? Because I'm already done.
Do you want to play a pan flute?
Okay, here we go.
This is not relaxing. This makes me feel like the white man's about to go steal my land.
No, you don't know what's coming yet.
I do.
And can you feel the peace of being an innocent Native American before the ships arrive?
I think this is sad.
When you sit and you have plenty of corn because you haven't given it up on some random day in November anymore.
Maize. Yeah.
I'm zen. I'm not you. No, don't. Send it to somebody else. Don't send those vibes to somebody else. Send
I feel
it to
like I'm at a pirate's funeral and they're throwing somebody
I'm present.
Right into the water.
I'm calm.
Yeah.
I'm vulnerable. I'm here with you, Kissel. You smell different, but good in a way.
Yeah.
Familiar.
I use my 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. It's 3-in-1.
I feel myself.
That's actually
I feel
good.
My blood cooling. I feel myself calming. Okay, now shut that off. Shut that off. Ready to go. So I just want
to
make sure that we got
this. Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Drones attack Russia from all sides.
Can we just play this song
yes,
one more
chaos
time.
Erupted in Russia overnight as drones swarmed multiple regions, sparking an explosion in an oil depot and the deployment of fighter jets near St. Petersburg. That's according to local reports. The strike took place around 2 a.m.
I'm just glad we got them. All right, now shut it off. Absolutely shut it off. But we have a lot of updates today. Number one, we came out hard as we always do at a 9-year-old girl last week.
She was the hero of the week.
She was.
Because she was killing a bunch of bad bugs that were killing
lantern flies. But then I made a remark about the genocide of the trees that would require to get rid of these bugs. But I did not understand that the trees were also invasive.
That's right, because you trusted the tree not to be bad because of Lord of the Rings.
Weird. See, it's you say that because I still feel like ants can be horny and unpredictable.
No, they're very predictable. They literally can't move.
I was thinking of the giving tree.
Giving
the ants can move. That's a whole fucking end of the... Calm music, please. Can I have the calm music, please? Ants absolutely can move.
Yeah, but they don't want to.
No, they...
They don't want to. They're a rooted tree people.
It requires a lot of energy and they need to be sure of purpose like I am today.
Yeah.
Remaining calm.
Yeah, this is like all of my friends are changing like this, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Do you think that this is... Do you think I have changed?
A little bit. I think that you're trying to, but your body... It's like when Bruce Banner, they said, how do you turn into the Hulk so quick? And he said, I'm always angry, which means he's constantly fighting the urge to be the Hulk. So I think this is probably unhealthy.
I mean, well, my blood pressure was 170 over 110. My blood apparently
170 over
everyone,
110.
I was like, what's a number? What's a number?
Yeah,
that's
what is the number?
We're calming. Thank you. No, we're such a time. All right, cool. Good. Wow.
It does work over time, but again, it does seem like my entire family has been massacred and I'm just sitting there with one tear dripping down my face as somebody litters on the highway.
I don't believe in family annihilators and what they do. I think I'm anti.
You don't believe in Murdaugh?
You don't believe in him? No, I don't believe in him, but But the calm you must feel right after must be very interesting.
Yeah, good blood pressure for a man is 120 over 80. And yours is 170 over 120.
I'm back in though, but that's why.
Wow.
I'm playing this. That's why I'm calm. All right.
Wow.
So as we go, that's why so apologies.
It's actually even worse for you because 18 to 39 is supposed to be 110 over 68. And you're within that range.
I'm calm.
So it's actually supposed to be 110 over 68. It's just, yours is 170.
I'm over calm.
No, how did it happen?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. What could possibly be? I don't know. What could possibly drive my blood pressure to a full ceiling? I don't know. All right? I'm not sure. All right?
No, listen to the music. Your family is dead. Smile.
Ah, finally. No more bills. Once you're in prison, you're completely free.
It is amazing because that is just so
It is really high.
So much higher but than you know who's supposed to be.
I will put this. You know, only person currently must have higher blood pressure than me is Adam Sandler.
Why?
Not the comedian.
Oh.
Okay, so we covered last week the idea of the Cookie Monster. It's a Cookie Monster on the Santa Cruz Wharf, right?
Not a real Cookie Monster.
Not the real Cookie Monster. No, one of Cookie Monster's helpers.
Yes.
Was on the Santa Cruz Wharf, and he was harassing people, the police.
You do not want to run into the Brownie Boys.
No, you don't.
Because, my friend, those are not brownies.
They are not brownies. No. It is shit.
Yeah.
But the Santa Cruz police officer, they said, we talked about last week, don't engage the Cookie Monster. But it turns out.
Yes.
That this is not the only time this Cookie Monster has been out of pocket.
I actually don't think that that's shocking whatsoever.
So we brought up the Zionist Elmo.
Yes.
From last week.
Absolutely. From Times Square.
Turns out it's the same motherfucker.
It's the same guy.
A man by the name of Adam Sandler.
Wow.
And what I love is that I'll unpack it a little bit, but all of these articles have to go way out of the way saying not the famous comedian Adam
Sandler. Right, not the guy from Punch Drunk Love or Happy Gilmore. Which one do you like?
I don't know, but also
they're both
rage-filled men taking it out of society.
Well, Punch Drunk Love, of course, was a character that Adam Sandler plays. He's notoriously calm, as a matter of fact. He was ABC Always Be Cozy before it was cool, and I still don't think it is cool, but that's why he wore sweatpants the first time on the Tonight Show, because then he said they never expect to see you in a suit.
And he opened it up.
He opened it up. But so this man, he did what we did. You struggle in New York City.
Oh, yeah,
you work so hard, and they say, we spit on you, you talented fuck.
You.
Fuck you.
Oh, you think you can handle the five boroughs, bro?
He made it. He did it so well. Unlike the naked cowboy who was still fucking stuck there without clothes.
Gosh, absolutely.
He made it all the way to the West Coast.
All it takes is practice.
He was able to change character.
Yes, so
I am almost proud of this really bizarre, probably extremely deviant man.
I don't know what going to happen with this guy.
Right.
Now, he started his career as a aggressive cartoon character on the street.
Yeah.
You notice he never goes, you never trust these clean cut guys. Never trust these Sesame Squares because I like a little edge. Be a Muppet. You never hear a Muppet doing these things.
Well, I suppose that's true, but the Muppets are so small. I think it might be more
difficult.
These
guys are also small.
Yeah, they can be. I guess so, but yeah.
Well, he started as Adam Sandler. Now he's 59 years fun currently, and he was known as Adam Sandler in New York City, where he was the Zionist Elmo who told people various charming statements as "fuck you, I work for John Gotti," "fuck these so-called blankety blank," a string of different various slurs.
Oh, absolutely!
I didn't know S was for that.
Yes.
Elmo, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I didn't know J stood for what.
Well, of course, the man was impassioned.
Oh, very much so.
And perhaps it was because, of course, he was portraying a character that was created by someone who also had a passion for younger children. But anyway, what I'm going to say is this. When it comes to the Elmo character, and isn't it happy to see him behind the scenes? Because the longest time you see, I'm happy Elmo.
He's a real
guy. Tickle me Elmo.
No, he's a real
guy. And isn't he just like us?
We talked about
this. He's just like us.
He's a guy. He's just a person walking around inside of a giant felt costume trying to get your kids onto his knees.
Can you imagine if they did a Room Raiders style raid of the inside of his outfits?
The
amount of fart and semen and shit.
You don't need to take a scanner because the cum will be visible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think you're going to need to get the black light. I think it is going to be filled with cum and blood and shit, because this man has been at this for a long time. So this back when he was 50. So he was Adam Sandler, and then also known as Dan Sandler. There's Dan.
Did
Danny
he have to
Sandler.
Change the name because of Adam?
I'm pretty certain that when he got out, when essentially because he was arrested, right? He attacked a woman in San Francisco. This is a couple of years ago in 2014. He attacked a woman saying, "I'm going to tear your throat out." Everyone got mad because, again, he didn't get the Sesame Street pass that day.
No, and right? That's not even no character would say that. Maybe Big Bird if you had a series of if you had a seed necklace.
Technically,
or something.
Snuffleupagus is the only one who can get away with it because he doesn't exist.
And he's sad.
Yes. I know. But this wasn't the first time. So then we know he was the Zionist Elmo and he yelled at a bunch of people. But then he also did a little bit of an extortion plot against the Girl Scouts.
How?
I don't really know. So he said that he goes by the name Adam Sandler. This is according to CBS News. He attempted grand larceny and a misdemeanor stalking as a part of a deal with prosecutors. Right. So he got off. So he attacked the people because he planned to, I guess, tell the world. He kept calling the Girl Scouts Association saying, "I have information that none of the world doesn't know." Basically saying that you sell your Girl Scouts to be had sex with across the country. And he's saying, "I'm going to bust it wide open. Me, sweaty man. Covered in felt. I have a hard on for the hot topics and I'm out here on the streets of America." He's deciding I'm going to tell everybody the Girl Scouts are selling not just cookies,
right,
but
the actual girls themselves. I actually think he might be onto something. Is it possible that he saved just one girl's life? Because if he did, yes, he did threaten to take somebody's throat out of their neck, which is not that good.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. If you're any sort of the legal representation team of the Girl Scouts, we love the Girl Scouts here.
Of course, and the samosas.
Samosas. We don't really think this. We don't really as a network. But at the same time,
I don't know.
Tim Allen Grunt.
There is a group that allows girls to go door to door with sweets. Mm-hmm. And as we know, the creeper, the pedophile, maybe sometimes they have a sweet tooth.
I actually want to put it on that.
And they see a child and cookies.
I'm going to more put the Girl Scouts peddling these cookies on me. You're doing this to me. You make me buy these cookies. They do. They shake you down. But I don't think that's mostly them. They're mostly guilty of more aggressive cookie selling tactics on the street. I don't know if it's human trafficking.
Well, I think that's the thing. There's two different kinds of shakedowns. Give me all your money, man. Or, please can you buy a cookie?
Please.
It's for the Girl Scouts, mister.
Push the girl out with the lazy eye.
It's fine.
Yeah, get her. Yeah, well, she's got kind of a limp. Yeah, you go out there. You go ask that weird man.
I do think that was just the theme for the Lethal Weapon parody.
Yes, that's
with
right.
Tim Curry,
it is.
Loaded Weapon.
Loaded Weapon.
So we're not... We didn't make that up ourselves. So anyway, so now what's going on with him?
He's been arrested several times. So he's done this a couple times and they arrested him for that.
Does he wear, because when you're arrested, they take some, you have to have clothes on. Does he just sit there without the head?
Have you seen a picture of him unwashed and I got to find this
guy.
But
is he nude under there?
He's dressed. The only way to describe him is if he looks like Emo Phillips.
He does.
On creatine. He actually looks like he's got a protein-based EO film. He has a page boy style haircut. It is, to be honest, truly strange. It is a otherworldly style haircut.
He looks like
the guy from they've got the fucking hat.
You're talking about Shrek. You're talking about Prince Corkboard.
Forlord.
He also looks like the owner of the Raiders.
He does.
Have you seen that little guy? I actually am surprised. I did not think he was going to look that way. I didn't know what he was going to look like, but I didn't expect the full hair.
No, he definitely.
He kind of looks, he looks almost like a person. You would walk by that person.
He kind of looks like a host of The View without makeup.
Oh my goodness. That show really tells it like it is.
Yes, it does.
Wow, they go there. I can't believe they go there.
He was also arrested in Cambodia in 1999 for running. Wow. It was a live porn website that he called, I don't know what the content of it was, but it was called Welcome to the Rape Camp, which is not good. That's not good either. So he's a pervert and a criminal, and they don't know what to do with this guy.
I mean,
he's got a little satchel, I noticed. I guess the satchel is for, because he still was like, he'll spend his day getting paid as Elmo and Cookie Monster. And I guess apparently he does kind of like, he can't ingratiate himself. Yeah. And you start to talk, you're like, oh, okay, it's Cookie Monster. He's kind of funny because he says like funny jokes. We actually got a message from a listener that had a run-in with the Cookie Monster.
I mean, he's got jokes, dude.
Oh, yeah, because he said here.
As a matter of fact, Tom Brady, there is some speculation he wants to get into stand-up.
Thank God.
He could get some Cookie Monster material.
He fucking better. Yeah, I think he needs a lot of, he's like, oh, people will see me. Hey, is that Tom Brady or is that one of the guys from Easter Island having sex with supermodels? We're having fun here. Again, that's just light roast comedy, right? But this is cool. According to a listener, my family and I were in the wharf in Santa Cruz this weekend. We were pushing my daughter along in her stroller when an old beat up Saturn pulled up in a spot in front of us. A large man jumped out in a rough looking Cookie Monster costume.
Uh-huh.
The chest piece looked like it had been dragged through sand before it was put on. And the arms, a lighter, dirtier shade of blue. He asked if my daughter wanted a picture with him. We declined. As we walked past him, he left us with some advice. He said, hey, don't use condoms. My first kid died in one of those. So technically, he's got marks. Like he's got some funny things. He pulls you in, and then all of a sudden, you find out the real thoughts.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and then he's grabbing at you and jumping at you.
At least he wasn't anti-Semitic.
If that's the bar, then
it's
where
the bar
are we at?
For him.
If that's the bar, then I don't know.
Or is he very pro-Semitic? He says, I forget his Zionist.
He was saying some anti, you know what?
I don't know.
He was being a little bit of a Don Rickles. It seems like everybody was getting a taste.
Everyone was.
He really is a troubling character, and he's going to commit some other major crime at some point in his life.
Yes, indeed.
Live from your grave.
Well, either way, did you hear about this guy? He was a Michelin chef. I just saw this. This Michelin chef, his name is Guy Savoy. He got knocked down. They took his star away.
What?
69 years old.
That happens every year.
Yeah. Well,
he's year. Honestly, technically, that's not even news in the world of Michelin. No, you have to
I thought you got it forever.
No, absolutely not. You have to keep it up, bro. Well, ask Gordon Ramsay. Ask him. Find him at his home. And he'll tell you.
What's the point?
The singular effort it takes to be a Michelin star restaurant. Simply extraordinary. He's just going to, he's going to yell at you. He's going to strike your neck. Gordon Ramsay, like, every day he's pushing. He's got 5 television shows. I wonder what his blood pressure is like. I bet it's fucking immaculate.
Dude, there's
because
gonna
he bet
be...
he gets his fucking blood changed out every fucking week. And meanwhile, I'm sitting here. Can we please just... I'm sitting here. Oh, obviously, it's definitely not...
This guy had...
It's not subpar what I do here.
No.
I work hard, and I'm an excellent leader. People look up to me in a way. And they are entertained by me.
Right.
I should take peace and solace in that, knowing that some people view me as a bright spot in their day.
That is nice to hear, isn't it? 20 French restaurants, they've been downgraded.
Yeah, man, because they suck. They're getting lazy.
Well, a lot of people say COVID had something to do with it.
Yeah, COVID had a lot to do with a lot of fucking shit.
No, 170 over 120. It's supposed to be 110 over 68. I'm actually surprised. How unhealthy is LA that was the worst in a year?
No, it runs in my family.
I feel like that should be the worst in like 10 years.
No, it runs in my family.
Yeah,
all right. Hypertension is a thing. Hypertension is a thing. Again, I don't yet fully have it. I'm on a trial medication period. And what this is going to do is just a bump in the road. But what does Gordon Ramsay know? Right? Bump in the road to somebody else and a mountain. To him, it's a pebble. Because he came all the way from the dirty bogs of the United Kingdom.
He did.
And he didn't know how good he was going to have it in America, eating all his, like, lizard meat and eel tripe that he pulls out of the various dirty rivers inside of England.
I've never
and
understood.
And he made them into incredible art.
I know. He saved English cuisine, and technically, when we go to Europe, it really is quite tasty.
They've definitely improved it. I want to put a lot of that on the TV presence of Gordon Ramsay and the pressure that they all feel to catch up.
And that other guy, Hollywood something.
Paul Hollywood. Mr. Blue Eyes.
He doesn't like that one chick, though. Because she's old.
Yeah, because she was a fucking old bitch. Mary Berry fucking sucked. Tiny mouth, little fucking skeleton.
I liked Mary Berry, though.
I don't need to yell about it.
All right.
I like Prue better.
All right. There we go. Wow, interesting.
I'm calm. You see, this is nice. I feel like this is a good way to always make sure, keep me in play. Because don't we want me to be around for a long time?
Absolutely we
right?
do.
You
so,
fucking pieces of fucking shit.
Well, speaking of not along for a long time, speaking of updates as well, It's a slower episode today, but we'll get to one.
Oh, no, no, there's nothing slow about this. We're
slower
present.
Slower news week, yeah.
No, we actually have some other great news. Well, the Japanese sphere was dumb. That didn't end up being anything, yeah.
Have you been watching the Murdaugh trial at all? I want to say this.
I also love when you get into a South Carolina law firm and all these court cases because like they all say his name different. But Alec Murdaugh. Alec Murdaugh, we need to take a look now. Where's that blue shirt down now, Ms. Murdaugh?
I feel like it should be Murdaugh.
Well, it's...
Because I could see the dough. Murdaugh.
You do. No, but it's Murdaugh. It's Murdaugh. Alec Murdaugh.
But you know what it has brought us?
What?
Nancy Grace is back on national television.
She's loving it.
And
she's
covered
in
her.
Grits.
She is. She is doing so good.
You would not believe the commotion here. The shrimp and grits are fascinating.
She really is back.
She really is. She's a little fucking bulldog. Alec Murdaugh has figured out... I also want to clarify something because we've been covering the Murdaugh family trial. Look on Law and Order. Like it's Law and Crime, I believe, on YouTube.
Law and Crime. Yeah, it's really good.
Great roundup on it. I have been kind
of
saying.
Seriously?
They do, which is good for us because then we can yuck on it on top
exactly.
of it. But Alec Murdaugh, he is not in charge of the entire state of South Carolina. He was a DA in a small county, but that's kind of why he got allowed. He was allowed to take control of as much that he did.
He was a huge fish in a very small pond in a small lake that is South Carolina.
Yes, and he tried to act like that when I saw his, like, because he put himself on the stand because he said he needed to clarify some things.
That's what I was going to say. It was interesting, right?
The dumbest shit I've ever seen. Because he has this trick where he's crying and letting the snot, he's letting it all fall out. And I think he thinks that that's going to make everybody else, like, oh, he would never debase himself like that. Meanwhile, like, his brother did a whole testimony trying to like humanize him, telling him that he shit his pants at work and Alec Murdaugh would shit his pants.
He's just like us.
He's just like us.
As a matter of fact, he's just like me. John Marvin
Mordeaux.
He discussed having to clean up the bodies from the crime scene of his nephew. And he says, I saw blood. I saw brains. I saw pieces of skull. I saw tissue. And when I say brains, when I say brains, it could just be tissue. I don't know what I saw. It was just terrible.
Well, he also
so it
then,
is bad.
What he did was the classic. So he's a very smart lawyer in his own way, even though he obviously he fell off.
Yeah.
But he told the police when he arrived, he's like, oh, I went back to the kennel to check on them. It's, you know, long story. You got to really watch the footage. But
whenever you go home and you have to check on the, you have to check the kennel for your family, maybe something's wrong.
Well, it's a whole thing where he made up a lie to the police about how he's like, I just thought I should go to the kennel and see what's going on over there after going home because he said he was getting ready to go visit his elderly parents that were dying, blah, blah, blah.
Hero. It's like he was getting ready to be a hero.
He was being a hero.
Weird.
And then in the trial, he was like, I never went down on the kennel. I never went down on the kennel. And they were like, but you said in this sworn testimony, we have all this footage of you. You were there 4 minutes. We now have the video footage that shows that you were definitely at the scene of the crime 4 minutes before they believed that we were believed to be murdered. And Alec Murdaugh was like, well, that's what I said then. But now I'm saying it like this. And I was like, that's the most brilliant way to say I'm lying. That you're just like, where you're like, no. I said that then. Yes, I was a different guy. I was in a cloud. Cloud of oxy. I could never. But he knew the exact moment to lie about, which was the moment that would put him at the scene of the crime. But he would not know that his son was going to have a bunch of footage that would like prove that he was definitely there.
And of course, that was, I don't want to blow it here, but that is the end of Nope. It is just a cloud of OxyContin. It's devastating our rural communities.
It is.
And our urban communities.
Our communities are getting ripped up.
One of the things I thought was interesting was they figured out when he threw the cell phone out the window, because you can tell when your car slows down, and they're like, it slowed down just enough for him to roll down the window and throw it out. But I'm actually going to say this. If I'm the defense, I'll slow down right now.
It's kind of fun for me to see how slow my car can get before it does not begin to move forward.
But it is just so interesting that to remember everything is a tracking device, including your vehicle.
Again, just keep your head on a swivel. Eat that body. I watched Bones and All. Timothy Chalamet and Ding Dong does a really good job of being skinny in that movie. And it's really important.
Wow, you watched a movie with your arch nemesis.
I actually like Timothy Chalamet and Ding Dong. I think he was good as Paul in the Dune films. I think he's a good actor, but he is very skinny. And he's got a tight little raccoon face. And they love him. He's very handsome. And Bones and All was very good. It was very, very, but again, it's gross. You got to be careful.
Yeah, so anyway, check out John Marvin's testimony because he was really much more involved than I expected.
Well, he's...
Because he found all the bodies first.
He's trying to do damage control. The brothers, I don't believe him. I mean, obviously, who knows what's going to come out.
So the son's defending him and the brothers are defending him.
Yes. Well, one of the brothers is defending him. The other one has walked away and is not. But one of them has decided to remain neutral.
Okay.
The other brother has decided to say this scintillating story about how Alec Murdoch shit his pants and how that's supposed to make him just like us.
Yeah, water cooler conversation.
Honestly, I like him better after hearing that. Now, you know who's definitely shitting his pants? Is the president of Mexico.
Yeah, why?
Now, have you seen...
What could possibly be going wrong in Mexico?
What I love is something happened in the last couple of years. Obviously, the wheels are falling off in a way, but it's exciting, too, because our leaders...
I know. And what is the president of Mexico's name?
Let me look him up.
No, he's your leader. He's one of
me?
Yeah, you said he's our leader.
What?
What would his name be?
No, our leaders in general. I'm just talking people in general because we got Biden, right?
Uh-huh.
Biden, he's talking about balloons, even though I'm going to jack him up.
He's just trying to tell you what's going on out there.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, right? He is not joking. When he published and he showed a picture of what he believed as, what is, I believe, is pronounced an alush, which is an elf. At a recent press conference, he showed a picture, as if you could see, it looks like an owl looking weirdo, cool picture. It's awesome.
Looks
we know
straight
that
up elf to me,
it
bro.
Looks looking like an elf to me, right? And we know that South America talks a lot about gnomes and little people. But this is a big deal. When the president of a country comes out and he says, look at this picture of this elf. This was taken 3 days ago by a train engineer because they're working on a high speed rail. Right now in Mexico. And it is, he's saying that the people saw this in his comment. I want to do it in Spanish because it's just so much, it sounds so much better in Spanish than it does in English. Les comparto dos fotos de nuestra subvisión a las obras del Tren Maya. Uno, tomada por un ingenio hace 3 días, al parecer de un alush. Otra, de Diego Prieto, de una esplendida escultura Hispanica in El Balcón.
Really good.
I'm trying. I'm sorry, Fernando.
No, Fernando says you're doing okay.
But todo es místico.
Ooh,
he
mystical.
Says everything is mystical at the very end,
wow.
Right? He does it, but it's this really all. Weird because it's like, it just, I don't know if it means that like everybody's going goofy and it's bad.
Yeah.
But I kind of like that our leaders are showing their ass. They're like fucking spooky butts a little
bit. Yeah. You know, in 2022, there was 86 murders per day. In Mexico.
No. The alush.
Do you think it's the alush? Maybe that was like responsible for like a couple?
No, it's because they're not dealing properly with the alush. Now, the alush, if you believe.
Yeah. Wow. It seems like corruption and crime is really
The alush. It's a very, very big there. Now, they are the little people of the Mayan belief system. They believe that they are, obviously, they're dwarf-like creatures around 3 foot tall. They're somewhat akin to goblins.
Oh.
But they're mischievous. And they want to be worked with. And apparently, what you want to do, there's a story, right? Now, this comes from, I think it's, I forgot what this is, xyuandbeyond.com.
Oh, fantastic.
Now, the average farmer of a villager, they would leave a small figure beneath the oldest tree on their land or in a house, especially built for the alush, which is known as the catalalush. Right, the farmer, he takes food and drinks to the spirit on a daily basis until the clay figurine, it disappears.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
At this point, the farmer knows the alush is alive and will now protect the farmer's land and the farmer for a full 7 years. Now, after 7 years, the door to the alush home must be sealed off during the day and you got to trap the alush because then you prevent him becoming evil because freedom makes him the evil. That's
Isn't
what we
that
know.
Cool? You know, on any average day, there's 500,000 homeless people in Mexico.
Can we play the music a little bit?
So maybe we should talk about...
Yeah, again, this is
talk
not...
about that. Not just a little bit, talk about that.
It's more
murders
about...
or homelessness or...
What are we learning about other cultures today? Right? What are we learning about other cultures? Because the most well-known of the alush myths are around there's the Cancun-Nizuc Bridge right between Cancun and Playa del Carmen. Right in the early 90s, when construction began on the bridge,
wow,
the structure, it fell. They were disastrous. right?
Yes.
And the construction engineers decided they called in a Mayan shaman because they believed that they had angered the Alush.
Oh, you don't want
to
do that.
And they had to go in and they did a ritual, and the Alush allowed the construction to continue.
Interesting. Yes, indeed. This is an
article. They made a little house for him. You see this here. So right here, right underneath the little passageway, they made a little house for the Alush. Wow. So they can live there. And it's nice because that's a housing issue.
Well, that's great. I'm so happy the president brought that up. Reuters has an interesting article about migrants who tell of mass kidnappings in Mexico before crossing into the U.S.
Again, none of this has to do with the elf
also,
and people.
Also, they say if you go to one of the places, I forget what it's called now, very famous resort in Mexico, you might get kidnapped.
Margaritaville?
Oh, that's Florida, baby.
Yeah, isn't that great? Thank you so much.
I think
that
is interesting.
I do think it's interesting, but then there's, I'm just wondering, apparently, that picture is also, was put up on February 21st in 2021 in Manchester, and there's another, that same photo was also used in a different source, Nuevo Mexico, claiming that it was a witch. I can see the witch.
I totally see the witch.
But the president of Mexico, he does identify as Christian. But his paternal ancestors, they were indigenous. All right, so they did believe in the Alush. He says that they believe in Alush. I don't know how widespread the belief in the Alush is. Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com, please tell me. Because we know, again, I don't know. I don't know how scared we are of elves. I don't know how much we're dealing with elves on a day-to-day basis.
I feel like elves, they're trickster, but they're not nefarious, are they? The elf isn't going to go and kill you in your sleep. It's just going to put something funny in your shoes. They'll steal your child. Yeah,
they may make them into a changeling.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, they'll do that. I don't know what else they do. I mean, yeah. I know elves are like very white.
So he did lie about that because, he said the photo was taken 3 days ago by an engineer.
Didn't know.
Maybe he shouldn't have called a press conference for this.
I think we could put it to jump in the gun.
Yeah.
But I also think he was excited. I think it was an elf. I think that it's better than slapping his wife.
I agree with that. He's doing better than Dana White. And if you want to watch the worst show on television, watch his slap show for
you
5 minutes.
You keep talking about this. You know what you need to watch?
What?
The World's Strongest Men. They got them together and they're doing strength competitions on History Channel. They're doing a whole show, right?
It's back? The show's back?
It's a new show.
Okay.
Where they're doing challenges to each other, but they're also showing us how much they eat, which is my favorite. And then Nat watches and she literally almost threw up.
See?
Yeah, because she can't watch them all fight.
It keeps the viewer skinny.
Well, that's the thing. I like that they're like that. I like that they're all swollen and crazy.
Oh, man, I watched a documentary on sumo wrestlers, and they have good fat. It's not inside their veins or inside their, organs, because they eat at night, and they eat sushi and rice.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. That's why they lose weight, and they don't die very young.
I feel like that's.
But I did watch that though. Then they have health. It's healthy fat.
I know that they eat healthier food and they just get bigger.
They get bigger. Yes, absolutely.
I want to go. I want to see sumo wrestling.
Oh my god,
bad.
Buddy! Oh, this sounds awesome.
Live from your grave.
All right. Oh well, let's see. There was a
sumo wrestler life expectancy, according to it's between 60 and 65.
Oh, it's quite young.
Yeah, it's a bit young side. It's difficult to be that big.
Yeah, nearby residents are. Well, this story is from Madison County, but do you remember that show, Bridges of Madison County?
The movie Bridges of Madison County. Yeah, from
there
like
was a movie
years
called
ago,
The Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah, where it's that fuck movie where the woman's husband goes away. That's how it always is with you. Horny fucking wives. Yeah. The husband goes away. All you do is get railed by some fucking photographer in the middle of fucking. Oh, yeah, sure. He's Clint Eastwood in the movie. But in real life, it's never Clint Eastwood.
That's one of the differences between men and women. I've never met a photographer. And then everyone we know so
five
many
or
photographers.
Six of them. Yeah, none of them. I've never been like, hey, I want to take your picture. Because I know that if I respond to someone that says, hey, I want to take your picture, I know I'm going to end up in a fucking dog cage. Fucking bound, my feet bound to my hands.
Chubarama. So in Madison County, North Carolina, residents are really shook because there's this horrible kidnapping case.
Oh, this is a whole
this
story.
This is really bad, dude.
I feel like this is, I want to get into this deeper because this story is really fucked up.
It really is. So basically, Cheryl Ramsey, who works as a home nurse across the street, she says, that there would be somebody actually held there captive is absolutely shocking. She says, it's so close to the house, the whole barbed wire thing, being tied to a chair. and crosses being cut into them. This is like bad news bears, dude.
It does. You know what? I would put this as far as bad news bears, especially with the cutting of the crucifix into the guy's face and stuff like that. It's not good.
No, the three people being charged is James Angel, who looks like his head was born all wrong.
Well, these kids all look like...
And Patrick Banks and Nicole Sawyer.
They all look like exactly who you think would kidnap somebody, tie him up with barbed wire, and torture him.
But why is his head so strange?
I think that his head's strange because...
It looks like he would have a lot of brain in there, but...
Gall missed his mark on him. I sound like Gall didn't finish his job on that one.
Well, or did he? We just don't know.
I don't know because... I don't know. It's... Oh, God.
So anyway, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible story.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. Don't get kidnapped. That's why I want to think that's a whole thing today. I'd love to be a main note. First of all, calm it down today. Right? Calm it.
Isn't that that's the kumite? Spanish. Isn't that blood sport?
No.
Isn't that the fighting?
No, calm it.
That's not a word.
I know. Let's set the vibe.
Calmate is not a word.
Calm.
You just sound like someone trying to get laid in Sedona.
No.
Sedona?
Calmate, sir. All right. Calm down. First of all, Kissel, hey, you're killing me here. All right? Because you're so scared. You're being off the charts energetic today.
I know.
And I need you to roll it the living fuck back. You hear that? I have to piss so bad because of the blood pressure medication. But I'm pushing forward. All right? Because knowing that I have to go to the bathroom means that the medication is working. And then, yes, it might be aggravating and keeping me up all hours of the night because I have to go to the bathroom.
Great.
And Natalie's away. She left me to go set herself on fire again in a field.
Oh.
And she left. And so it's just me with Wendy. And she's looking at me like, why do you keep getting up to go to the bathroom? And then she's got to go down and use the fucking bathroom.
Oh, I know. Jerry does that too.
Now I've woken her up. And now she's got to get up. And that doesn't make me frustrated.
It is frustrating. I can't even tell you.
No, it doesn't.
It is frustrating, though.
It doesn't. That doesn't make me frustrated.
Okay, it makes me frustrated.
Because I am a nude.
How much piss is in these little dogs?
Calmate.
Yeah, calmate.
Honestly, I don't even think she is pissing.
No, she might be faking it. Well, warrants show that investigators recovered a multicolored butterfly knife, a fixable blade hunting knife, a sawed-off Hatfield shotgun, and a semi-automatic. Harwood reported the victim had cross symbols cut into his face and body while tied in barbed wire. And they were also beaten with guns and a crowbar.
Do you know what? Truly, honestly.
So, that's very bad.
I think they overdid it.
Yeah, I think that these people are very stupid.
That's very overdone. There's no reason to go to that extent.
Yeah, apparently the victim, he managed to escape and run to a nearby house for help. And then the house is a rental property that he was out in. And then there's several houses there that you can rent out, and I'm not sure why they included that.
I don't really know why they had a real estate. I don't know why they thought that I would be eager to have real estate next to where the kidnappers, like, bound a person to barbed wire. It seems like that would affect the housing in the neighborhood. I feel like that's going to fuck with all of the real estate. You know what I mean? Because you'd be like, oh, where's that pizza? Yeah, that's a good pizza hut over there. Yeah, it's about where the group crimes happen.
The group crimes, yes, indeed.
Because that's the thing, is that a group of teenagers... They're the worst.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's not good. That's not good at all.
You are fucking right. You hear the thing about physical labor means more sperm?
Yeah, I read that briefly, and I was like,
That's why I'm sitting down.
Yeah, who the hell wants it?
No, thank you. I don't need more of that fucking, those horrible little gremlins inside
of me. Just earlier today, I was wishing I had more sperm. What man has ever cared?
That's the thing, is I think about, well, some people want to have children, or they're like,
yeah, but even
obsessed
then,
with it.
There's still like 8 million of them. There's so many. All it takes is one.
That's what I'm saying. One.
All you need is one big one.
You need one good one. The problem is that sometimes it's a real driven one. Think about David Miscavige.
Oh,
Three out of four, right? He was the most aggressive little one. Oh, we finally got some Scientology hate.
That was nice.
On Twitter. Did you see that? We got a bunch of Twitter bots coming at us.
It had pictures of us with the word hate over.
Yeah, no, it is a little harrowing. Yes.
Which looks like some kind of metal band.
I know, they made us look so scary. They did such a good job.
All right, everyone, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yep.
Okay, another fantastic episode.
Oh wow!
All right.
I actually think about how common it is. I think a lot.
No,
of times
we're doing
a good.
Yeah, I need this week. It's been raining and it's just been a lot this week.
Yeah,
and
I think that this is nice. All about us making the audience feel calm.
I agree,
because it's important for you. Right. to make sure that your blood pressure doesn't hit a point where the doctor laughs at you.
Right.
Because you almost wonder, does that help your fucking blood pressure?
No, probably
doesn't. If a doctor does this funny little fucking smirk talking about how bad your blood pressure is.
No, so
right, like, because it's one of those, it's funny about how they think that their bedside manner is helping you, but it doesn't.
As you look around and you see plumes of smoke and friends and family dead and just the horrible realities of war, just relax, knowing that your blood pressure is still probably better than yours.
Yes, I think that Zelensky's blood pressure is currently better than mine.
What's that? I didn't quite realize how bad that is. All right, everyone, let's do Hero of the Week. Let's see here. So we've got the public gave names to snowplows in Madison, Wisconsin, and they are hilarious.
So we're all right. So again, honestly, I'll take it. After like last week was genuine and we still fucked it up. So now that we have these are plows, right?
These we're just talking about the names. And the snowplows are Hero of the Week.
And the snowplows are sure that makes sense. Fine. But then
and the people who name them.
Okay, so
and this is in Wisconsin.
In the end, the funny names of these plows are the Hero of the Week.
So one of these salting trucks is going to be named Saltimus Prime. And then that received 1,600 votes. 1,600 votes for that one. A smaller, agile bike pather plower will be named Snowbee-1 Kenobi. That received 1,900 votes. And I think you're really going to enjoy this. There's one that's just going to be named Seymour Pavement because it's a city loader slash plow.
I'm calm.
And there's another one. It's a dual wing plow truck. It's going to be dubbed Dolly Plowton.
That sounds like a gay porn name.
Yes, indeed. So there's so many fun words that you can call snowplows. There's another one that's going to be called Snowdium Clearide, which I think is
probably... That makes no sense.
Well, no, it's about sodium chloride, which I believe is a...
Salt.
Snowdium Clearide.
It's very stupid.
There's another one called Clearopathra. Clearopathra.
Again, this will sound... These are roller derby names.
There's another one called, and this is too long, Scoop, there it is.
Yeah, that's
actually too long. It's not a name.
It's too long.
An honorable mention should certainly be given out to Kino Freeze or Albert Brinstein, which I actually don't understand that one. So anyway, there you go. I mean, Hero of the Week.
Another perfect Hero of the Week.
Well, isn't it nice? The public gave names to snowplows in Madison, Wisconsin, and they are hilarious.
I'm just glad that it wasn't just like Adolf Hitler. Immediately just we missed one after the Ayatollah. Yeah, you remember him? More like we call it Ayasnola.
Yeah, that actually works.
That's cute though.
That would actually work.
Yes. Yeah, again, funny, edgy stuff.
That's Wisconsin for you.
Jay Leno, he survived two explosions this year.
I know. That was crazy.
I'm going to do a little bit of a letter. It's not much here today. I'm so upset. I gotta piss so bad. A couple weeks ago, I was invited to a housewarming party. Some friends had been trying to introduce me to a different group of friends for quite some time. I hate that shit.
Why?
You need to have, because guess
That's
what, man?
That's nice.
Let's just put it this way.
Unless they were trying to offload him.
That you never know. Because again, why are we trying to mash these groups together so much? Because friends to me are sometimes also situation specific, right? Like I got one group of friends, like I got that one group of friends that I go out to eat fancy with, right?
Sure. No,
I got
another
group of friends that I go to kill a drifter with.
Yeah. Right? Well, it just depends.
But now I'm on medication now.
Right.
So
it's just the mutual things that you guys both like together to do.
But like, you know, and then certain walks of life, your college friends.
Yeah.
And then you got your new Scientology friends. Yeah. Everybody, no one's going to mix, right? Everybody's going to be mad. So you got to really think about when you mix friends groups. That's my piece of advice right now. You got to fucking make sure. Really think about it.
I mean, or everyone can just kind of be cool.
What's the purpose of the mix?
Just to get just to have more friends.
It's garbage. You're being selfish because you're ruining it for the other friends. Because they're now going to meet this guy. Oh, yeah, Brad's known you for when you guys went to barber school. Oh, I don't care. I'm calm.
Yeah.
See, some friends have been trying to introduce me to a different group of friends. All right. Now, it was one of those, you're cool and these people are cool, I'm pretty sure you all would get along really well.
It's good. This is human interaction.
It never works.
It does work.
Party was really fun. The party snacks were, they were killer. And after a couple hours of mutual friend, he took off. Now it's just me and I'm hanging out with all these new people. I was playing, this is the, that's the issue, right?
You well, got, it's yeah. the issue,
correct? Now I was playing with one of their cats. I got two of them. And the cat was batting off the strings of my hoodie sweatshirt. So I headed into the kitchen for seconds. I was loading up my plate and I felt a slight tugging at my hood. And I thought it was a second cat on a shelf, right? I got to brush it off. There's cats everywhere. I don't know where you went. There seems to be a lot of cats everywhere.
And open food.
It's Andrew Lloyd Webber's house.
Yeah.
Right?
Cats.
Yeah. And out of nowhere, there was a much stronger pull at my hood. It felt like someone had grabbed my hood and gave it a good hard yank and then released. It was hard enough to pull me back a half step, and I felt it against my throat. I whipped around expecting to see a person, but I was completely alone.
Oh, intriguing indeed. It's a big cat.
I looked around for this cat,
no.
But there was nothing. I opened all the cabinets and tried to see if I could find anything. It felt like something that you do as a prank to someone.
So, but okay, but right? Also for the people that don't really know this guy, he's just now rummaging through their entire kitchen.
Oh, he's just digging through saying, a cat's grabbing me, a cat's grabbing me,
yeah.
Right? So after a few minutes, I rejoined the party. I wasn't sure what to say. Hey, people I just met, I'm pretty sure the house that you just moved into is haunted.
Oh.
As fuck.
Great.
Right? Has anyone else been mildly assaulted by unknown forces, or is it just me? And again, this is where your problem, bro. This is where you make friends. That is exactly the type of thing. Yeah, sure. As I have shown, sometimes it does make you a kind of like a person that might be kind of like divides the room.
Off-putting.
Sure. But
someone
again.
Someone that they would like to leave.
That means you're not my fucking people.
Right. Well, we went to that haunted house.
Why are you bringing me to this group of fucking strangers?
Blood pressure. We went to that haunted house in Brooklyn. Remember that? Your buddy had it.
My friend, yes. Natalie Sanders.
Yes, indeed. That was awesome, bro.
It was really sweet, yeah. Right? So it seemed a little too on the nose. So again, the listener said, I spent the rest of the party glancing over my shoulder and trying to catch a glimpse of anything in the reflection of the windows. Maybe I'll bring them up when I get them to know them better. You better, because you're not going to be able to get to know them unless they know the real you. And that's you.
Right.
You're an off-putting person, all right, who gets haunted by ghost cats. That's you.
Well,
that's me.
What's the story here?
I love the taste of blood.
Why?
Because I like it. I like the raw meat. I like raw fish. I like the taste of blood. That's me. All right? And maybe these people can't handle it. Because, yeah, sure, whatever.
I feel like you're the reason these Michelin star restaurants are getting demoted.
Exactly. I am the reason why. Because we hold them at a higher fucking value. We look at them.
What was the story? What was the email?
That he got his hoodie pulled. And he thought it might have been some cat, but then in the end, he thought it was a ghost. This is radio.
There you go, baby. All right. That was the whole email. Someone sat down and wrote that email.
The rest of it was the stuff about flirty goofy, but then a lot of this stuff's really weird. A lot of these other emails are really weird. Like talking about like how goofy took a really like long time with my 15-year-old girlfriend and was touching her body and stuff. That's not good.
No, that's not good. So,
you know you should write? It's Walt. Because
he's dead.
We can't help.
He can't help
if Goofy's being a little too goofy. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
But I'm saying it is in his character guidelines to be a flirt.
Yes, we
but
know
he's
that.
Not, he shouldn't be touching.
No.
Unless, again, you're a full-grown man.
Yeah, and if you're super into the Goofy play, Goofy can. All right.
Well, this has been great. You know what really fuels me here? And not my blood pressure, but Spring Hill Jack Coffee. And it about to have a brand new line of Spring Hill Jack Coffee. It's going to be coming out. We haven't rolled any of it out yet, but I'm drinking those beans right now, and I got to tell you what. Oh, man, I want to jump off a bridge. But it's actually, it's in a fun way, in a way to sort of celebrate life. And it's maybe not just because apparently all the salt that I eat is going to have to get out of my, I'm going to have to leave it and not eat it anymore. I can't eat the meats that I want to do.
It's the salt that does it, huh?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
All right, because I am pretty healthy. But if you want to really see us in person, come check out Classy Night Out at the PAC Theater, March 8th.
Yes,
we're going to be out there.
April, we're going to be doing side stories.
April 8th, we're at the Fine Arts Theater, Beverly Hills. It's me and Kissel doing Side Stories Live. We're going to have some guests. We're going to see a little screening of a little short film I made. We're going to do all that kind of stuff. But you're mostly going to see, look at Kissel at his, watch his soft clothing in person. Mm-hmm. And that is at the Fine Arts Theater in Beverly Hills. Go to getitmade.com/disasterman.
A name like that, we're going to have to show some disgusting videos.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be disgusting.
Yeah, we can't. I don't want to be in a fine art studio.
No,
I
hope that they never ask us back when we're done with it. So make sure you live every day knowing that no matter what the fuck it is that you like to do, someday some panty waist, like, oh, some scutch of a doctor is going to tell you that he's got to quit everything that you love. Mm-hmm. All right. So until that fucking day comes,
yeah,
you better laugh. Laugh for me. Laugh for me. Go eat as much salt as you can consume. All right. Laugh for me. Enjoy things for me, all right? Because I'm not done yet. I am going to be one of those people who's going to continue to eat Capicola because I found, Domingos in Van Nuys. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah,
ooh,
sure.
Holy fucking shit. Now that's some... And I just found this shit. I literally just found this.
That'll
best
stress
Italian
you out.
Deli.
That'll raise your blood pressure right there.
I'm just saying that the amount of fucking mortadella I can't have
Fernando,
now.
Fernando, can we just have that just one last time so we can end the... And just get this out so he doesn't die of aneurysm.
Love yourself enough. Do the 90 minutes of cardio you need to keep your fucking blood pressure at a manageable level so that you too are not going to have to really think about that milk you're drinking every time you're drinking. Because that's what I do. I drink my fucking milk every day, or I used to.
Yep.
But now I'm drinking oat milk, which is fucking garbage because it's thin.
All right.
And it's not as good as milk. And yeah, I might be lucky, but I'm also fucked up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I
also
hate oatmeal.
Yeah, let us know what your blood pressure is. Because maybe we'll do, when we do our little call-in shows on Sirius, maybe we can do a whole thing. What's your blood pressure?
Well, my goal is I want to do, because I have all the medical issues that people emailed us about.
Yeah.
And I want to have a doctor in to help us talk about it. So maybe what we could do is hook me up to a blood pressure machine while we're doing the show to see if it spikes.
Are you a doctor in the Los Angeles area and you think that you want Dr. Drew's lifestyle? We can break you.
We can break you.
We're going to launch your career.
Absolutely. You're going to end up busting pedophiles. And
yep,
I don't know what the hell else you're going to end up doing. I don't know what Dr. Drew does.
No idea. He officiated my friend's wedding. It was quite bizarre. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustilations.
Hail me.
Bye.
Hail me.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.